Dr. Ford's statement, Jesse, her attorney, Deborah Katz, has just put out a statement, and this could be a big problem in terms of potentially blowing up this tentative deal we keep hearing about to delay this only 1 week. Because listen closely, Deborah Katz, Dr. Ford's attorney, a thorough FBI investigation is critical to developing all the relevant facts. Dr. Christine Ford welcomes this step in the process and appreciates the efforts of Senators Flake, Murkowski, Manchin, and Collins, and all the other senators who have supported an FBI investigation to ensure it is completed before the Senate votes on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. That all sounds positive. Here's the bad part for the Senate leaders. No artificial limits, they say, as to time or scope should be imposed on this investigation. Well, what does that mean? That means that Dr. Ford's team is saying no to a 1 week deadline, as the president has ordered and Senator Flake and others have promised to. And they're also saying no limit on scope. Well, what does that mean? Well, the Senate Judiciary Committee said the deal is that they're only looking at current and credible allegations, as in the Dr. Ford allegations that are considered current before them and considered credible. Even the president said that Dr. Ford was credible in her testimony yesterday, meaning if Michael Avenatti or someone else comes up with something new over the weekend or next Tuesday or next Wednesday that might not be deemed credible and is not currently before the Judiciary Committee, they were not supposed to look at it. Dr. Ford's legal team is saying the opposite in this statement, that it should not be a 1 week limit and that they should look at anything and everything. That is just what conservatives feared. And now Dr. Ford's team is opening the door.